listening to the Mental Ideas Podcast, the only radio show where the lunatics are fully licensed to take over the asylum. I'm Sadie Kay, and so am I. Coming up... Internet trolls. What makes them so witty, pithy and wise? Nollywood superstar Dan Davis delivers his inimitable spin. Matt Ricardo is in the building. Well, he's in a building, just not this one. Matt Ricardo is an international showman and gentleman juggler. Hiya.
Hello, Sadie. This is Matt Ricardo calling from London. So, a large handful of years ago, as part of the promotion for a theatre show that I was about to do, a popular website posted a little mention of it, along with my video show reel. And then, there were some comments underneath, left by users. And the comments were vaguely positive and interested, except for one. Right at the top, someone had written how they didn't think I looked any good, how I looked stupid, and how they'd seen a juggler at the Toronto Busker Fest who did tricks with cigar boxes like I do, but much better than me. I think they did this in the hope of hurting me a little bit. And perhaps, if I'm being honest, momentarily, it did, just a little bit. But mostly, it piqued my interest. Who was this other juggler who did tricks like mine, but better? I was genuinely curious. I was thinking it must be someone that I know, but I couldn't quite figure out who. So, I went to the Toronto Busker Fest website. And I scrolled through the list of performers at the most recent festival, but there was no one who did tricks like mine, nobody that used cigar boxes like I do. I went back another year, and I scrolled through the website again, and still no cigar box experts. Then I went back one more year, and scrolled down the website, and I finally found the most recent cigar box performer at that festival, the person the commenter must have been talking about. It was me. You see, here's the thing. Internet trolls are not very smart. But what they do doesn't require brains. It just requires bitterness, spite, and the confidence that comes with not being face to face with your victim. Every time I'm on TV, at least one person who watches thinks to themselves, I know what I have to do. And they sit down and they open a whole new Twitter account in order to be safely anonymous, find me, and then send me a message full of insults, often in capital letters. And it's supposed to upset me, but it never does, because it's just so basic. It very obviously says much more about the person writing it than it does about me. Now look, I worked as a street performer for nearly 2 decades, and everything that you can imagine happening on a street happened during one of my shows. Most days, at some point, a crazy person would wander through, barking and yelling foul things randomly at strangers. Nobody sees that happening and thinks to themselves, well, that guy must have a good point. Let's pay attention and consider what he says. No, of course, everyone thinks to themselves, well, that guy's going through some stuff. Poor schmuck. You ignore it, you maintain a safe distance. And it's kind of the same with these low-grade wannabe bullies on the internet. My rule is simple. If you say something to me on the internet that if you said it to me in real life would get you walked away from or put on your then you get ridiculed and blocked. Once, during a street show, in front of 300 people, somebody walked onto my pitch, stood right next to me and took a dump.
Oh.
And then they calmly walked away.
Oh.
True story. What I'm saying here is, if you want to critique me, the bar has been set.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Coming up, Dan Davis in Wisconsin. Is he still talking about the weather?
Not really, not.
Oh, good.
Hello, Dan Davies here. Actor, writer, beer drinker. I really wanted to talk today on trolls and people that kind of make your life at one time or the other difficult. I grew up in genteel poverty. My mom was in and out of hospitals. She died prematurely. My dad was in and out of jails and then in a maximum security federal penitentiary in the United States for 12 years. And he was mandatorily released, easy for me to say, after 8 or 9. But when you're from that genteel poverty and food stamps and government cheese and all those things that are in America, they kind of help you out to make ends meet, you're a target. I was a target because, first of all, I was short. Second of all, I was small.
Dan Davis was small. Let me describe Dan. He's 6'4" and built like the proverbial house.
Third of all, I had a slight lisp and a slight stutter. Fourth of all, I was poor. Fifth of all, you know, when you have a dad who's in jail or prison, that's, you're an easy target. So I went through some tremendous bullying. People verbally abusive, call me dumb, call me an idiot, call me poor. They'd say mean things. Oh, you're going to end up like your dad. You're going to end up, when you grow up, you're going to be in jail. You're going to be in prison. And I just call them assholes. But they're the reason why, one of the major reasons why I'm a success today. I use them as fuel. Every single time that I want to give up and every single time I feel down, I think about the times I was mistreated. And there was also a physical component to it as well. They beat me. A lot of them did. And that was over a 2-year period of time. Did I forgive them? Yeah. You have to forgive them because you don't want that energy, that weight of that hatred towards them. I completely forgave them. You know, and prayed on it. It's really difficult to forgive assholes. So I prayed on it and it was easier, you know. But I never forgot it. And I want you to do the same. Forgive, but don't forget, because use that as motivation. Use it as a fuel to put in your tank to keep you propelled towards your dreams, towards your goals, towards your successes. Just remember that they are assholes. And I think I can say that word. In the United States, you're not supposed to say asshole on TV. I found that out the hard way. CBS National News. I got fined a lot of money. It wasn't good. But those people are assholes. They're trolls. Use that negative energy. Turn it around. Make it positive. Put it in your spiritual tank. And use it for energy and fuel to get you to your goals. And when you achieve those goals, you can look back at those assholes and say, ha, 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 I made it. So, any hoosers, and I just want to just send out a sincere thank you to all the assholes who treated me horribly. I love you. And that's the truth. Amen. Okay. I've got to go and go drink a beer. There's something wrong with me. Okay.
Yeah. You can download extras on the Mental Ideas platform. That's mentalideas.org. I've been Sadie Kay, and so have I.